Who's the boss?
Jeffrey Dunn tonight.
Who's the boss?
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, singing.
Cat, are you ready for this
you
one?
Are.
Oh, I'm ready.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. Let's just go everywhere, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Uncensored Radio. We're your guiltiest pleasure. There's all kinds of noise going on back there. I don't know what that is, who that is, or what
is
going on.
Oh, that's me. Sorry. I'm just getting off the treadmill. I'm breathing hard. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So I'm trying to keep it in. I'm sorry.
Right. The fitness expert over there is Katrina Johnson. How are you, Katrina?
I mean, I'm a little sweaty, but I'm good.
Ooh, we like sweaty. And then we've got Jeffrey Emmett. I feel like I'm going to have to kick his ass tonight because he's already talking shit to me. And you know, Iron, I'm the man in the relationship. So it might be an Ike and Tina situation before we get off this.
Oh, you're going to meet me?
Yeah.
You're going to make me eat the cake? I'm excited.
I'm going to make you eat the cake, Tina, anime.
Yeah. I'll eat the cake.
That is Jeffrey Emmett. He is one of my crazy co-hosts, and we've got an amazing show planned for you today. We're going to talk about all kinds of crazy stuff, because you know there's always something ridiculous that's going on in people's lives or the people's lives around us, and it is our duty to talk about them, to, you know, post about that, and just
exploit them.
Exploit them at all
but
costs.
But we're not talking about
ourselves.
Me tonight.
What
we are
that?
Not talking about me tonight. At
and we're
all.
Not going to talk about
we are
games.
Not
games?
Talking about
that's me. Not entirely true.
No, we can't make any promises. Okay, so also, we've got James screening the calls, but we also have our newest intern, Katie, is on the line. She is being trained by James. So if she hangs up on you, it's all her fault. Katie, how are you doing, girlfriend?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. She is calling from Louisville. She is a great friend of our buddy Justin Baxter. She is part of the Uncensored Radio family. So, Katie, we're hoping that we don't scare you off. We have a very bad, a very bad history with interns that you can put on us after a day or two.
I'm here.
Hopefully you'll be around a lot longer than that. So, welcome to the show. How is everyone else? How are you guys? How are you, Jeffrey? Let me let you get whatever it is on your mind off your mind. What's going on with you?
Well, I don't even know where to begin. We had Joe's birthday weekend. We had a lot of people over. It was good times. We were all ghetto Sunday. You know, we got the 3D TV for Joe's. No, it wasn't that kind of party. It was pretty tame. Saturday, I started drinking heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to drink. I wanted to get drunk. So I started drinking vodka, and I'm drinking it, nothing's happening. And I'm like, I just felt like I was full, like I drank beer. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not going to go down this way tonight. Well, I kept drinking, and then, it all hit me at once.
Right.
And I looked over at my girlfriend and was like, I'm like, I got to go to bed. So I was in bed early all weekend. It was almost 11. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. And then poor Big Cock, he came over, had to go, was coming back, and like I was asleep by like 11:02. And this fool's like called me 11:45, talk about he ran out of gas. Like it was horrible. I felt so bad. I wasn't there for him.
Oh man, so you weren't
but
even a good friend in like emergency contact.
I was drunk asleep. No, and then Sunday we decided to try to block all the windows out in the man cage with blankets so that we could enjoy a dark room to watch a 3D movie. We got Ice Age and Avatar. Fabulous. Yeah, it was a good time. But my biggest dilemma, I didn't watch any crazy YouTube videos this weekend, but I did have a crazy dream about airplanes. So I won't be flying anytime soon, I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
It's official. I will not be flying at all anytime in the next near future, but I felt really vain this weekend because I was going out shopping, getting last minute things for Saturday.
This
and,
weekend,
you know, James wrote that birthday
weekend.
Song for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Tell me if this is horribly vain. So while I was in the car driving, I had the song that he wrote for my birthday on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time. And I was like, well.
He wrote my song.
Okay, so it's not that horribly vain, like that I'm jamming out to a song about me in my car while I'm driving.
No,
but,
I like my song, so I like hearing things about me. I love my song. My song is on every music apparatus I have. I even burn it to a CD. So in the parking garage, I can hear it in my CD player. Okay, so I don't need the radio for anything else.
Well, I took it one more step and called James and was like, you know, it's really difficult for me to keep playing, you know, rewinding it or whatever every minute because it was only a minute long. I'm like, I need a full-fledged song. Could you make me like a song like 3 minutes or some odd seconds? Like 2 hours
now
later.
Right? Now you're a horrible, horrible person. Aren't you just happy enough that he gave you a birthday song?
No,
I
was thinking maybe he could just, you know, like dub it over. You know what I mean? Like connect it, like loop it.
Jeffrey,
yeah.
Still works.
Well,
that's
needless
the
to say,
to give the interns off on the weekends, and look, you're over here working him for no apparent reason.
Oh no, he don't get. No, he's not an intern. Thank you. He's the executive producer, and he had to do work on Mr. Jake Pentland's show, which is Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern,
so
1 p.m. Pacific. Just saying. Well, let me tell you, this bitch 2 hours later sends me an email with a fully completed song with a whole new little ditty in it, and I was like, this bitch. So we all were jamming out to that Saturday night because it was funny. Like, he straight nails me on the head. It's so bad.
He really has you down to a key. Like, it's pretty amazing.
Do we have a copy of it? Because I sure would like to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear a song about you and it's Joe's birthday.
Yeah,
well,
why are we saying about you? That's so rude. Like, he used to call and say, can you make Joe a birthday song? No, he's like, can you extend my birthday song? You're so rude, Jeffrey.
But here's the thing, though. It's not really a birthday song. I mean, it's a birthday song in the sense that he made it for me on my birthday, but it doesn't talk about my birthday. It just talks about me. And
uh-huh.
It got, like, and, you know, it was very true, I felt, like, the first part, the first take that he did. But the second one, I was like, oh, that's fresh. Like, it was so, I was like, oh.
James is good because he'll listen to things that you say and he'll pay attention to things that you do. And he will straight up put it in your birthday song. And you'll be like, what? Like,
he did.
I forgot I even said that or did that. James,
we
really should have a copy of that so the audience could hear it.
We have it. Do y'all want to hear it?
Of course.
We have to hear it now.
All right.
Well, I'm not
going to
protest.
It's an uncensored radio exclusive. That's just Jeffrey.
Love it.
It's all about me. Who wouldn't? James, turn it up.
Run the game, skyrocket to super fame. Soon the world will know your name. Another household thing, yeah. You gonna be a star, rocking your black beetle car, driving down the boulevard. You got everybody watching. It's not a game you play, celebrity. Your thing, it is just who you are. Prime time rock star, ain't got no time for the drama. Your mama, we know. And it's time for you to know.
He's a man of many words, your comedy relief. But if you push the buttons, you should run away quickly. He could be a friend or foe, or your Oscar nominee.
But you can take it from me, that's just Jeffrey. You're on the stage, push the mother bitches out the way. Tell the sexy boys to make it rain. Mama got bills to pay, yeah. He'll book you for a show.
Giving his 10% or it's no go.
He don't believe in cock blocking. He's got everybody watching. It's not a game you play, celebrity. Your thing, it is just who you are. Prime time rock star, ain't got no time for the drama. Your mama, we know. He's just for in it, bitch. And it's time for you to know.
He's
no.
Yeah.
It's already released.
My 10%.
Oh shit. I think it's fair to them, James, that you didn't extend my Katrina songs like immediately.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. Hold on. Wait a second.
What?
Katrina, I have one that I'm getting ready to email you. And Karen, I'm still working on yours.
Why do I have to be last? Yeah, they treat me, Katie. They treat me like shit.
No, think about it this way. I'm taking my time with yours because I want it to be special.
Okay.
Now who's getting the favoritism, bitch?
He talked yours out in 2 seconds because it wasn't about nothing.
I have somebody that's dying to say hello, and it's a creeper on the line. A creeper would like to say hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hi, is this calling?
This is a creeper on the line.
Creeper on the line calling in. Just called to say hi.
Oh, okay. Is it Team Bro?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
What up?
He would like to request that my song get extended as well.
How are my love juices doing?
Where are my cookies?
Love juices.
Cookies, bitch, where's my fucking flowers? I'm waiting.
Next time you're in Vegas, I'll take you to the florist, and then we'll go to the bakery, and then we'll both be happy.
All right, you bet your ass, bitch, because you got to think every time you're sleeping on your stomach, you spooning my ass.
No, I'm not saying it.
And I must say, I feel impressed. I felt a little poke coming through the other night. I said, ooh, I know who that is.
Oh, man. No more.
I'm a team blowhole.
You
got to
go.
Rocking it out.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
All right, guys. Have a great show. I'll be listening.
Awesome. Take care.
Sorry. I had some visits.
They're like creepers.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So,
very cool.
Karen, you know the deal with that, Jeffrey slept on Team Blowhole's bed and left love juices all over it.
Right, that's the backstory for those of you.
Yeah, that's what that was about.
Understand. Yeah,
well,
when Jeffrey met when
his
he
bed.
Lays on his stomach, then he's spooning Jeffrey. Because you know Jeffrey and Joe had sex all over that bed.
And if he lays on his back, it's like we're bumping manginas.
Oh, God. Ew. I like that. I'm into it. I think it's great.
Yeah, that's true. I actually like bumping manginas. That's actually great.
It does it for me. I even watch some of those movies.
So you admit to watching gay porn?
Yeah, I actually like it.
Wait, I wasn't in it, was I?
There was a hidden camera when you came over, Jeffrey. You're my new favorite flick.
Well, you know, I know.
You would like to see. Just send me a check and I'll send it to you.
No, I did not take the Karen Ashley class of celebrity. Maybe years ago when I was skinnier, there may be some pictures, videos floating around somewhere. I don't really know.
I bet Madison has it. Madison has a gallery. I bet that girl's got it.
No, there's no way in hell. That would actually make me a little sick in my stomach.
We signed, that was actually not a contract. That was like a release for the, you know, the porn that you shot at Katrina's house unknowingly that you shot. You know, that was actually the release.
I'm a creeper. I got cameras in every room.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're charging $4.99. We're charging $12.99. Pay-per-view.
Exactly. And if you want a Blu-ray, that'll be
$16.99. Yeah, there you go.
Well, the only thing I have to say is touche, bitches, because there's cameras in my motherfucking house.
Right.
And besides, fuck you, Karen. I got pictures of you with no makeup on first thing in the morning, like, bitch.
I don't care. I have pictures of you with no makeup on, and I'll post those all day, every day. I don't care.
I do. I'm too vain for that.
That's
a blackmail right there.
You had your hair wrapped and shit, like you were ready for bed.
Jeffrey was jealous. He wanted to be you. Jeffrey wishes he had enough hair to wrap.
He wanted my weave.
He does.
I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to deny it.
Oh, man.
So we could talk about Jeffrey wanting my weave all night, but we'll move the show on to something really juicy and interesting. Tonight's topic is actually something we can all kind of chime in on, because we're going to talk about family members who overstep their boundaries and family members who, you know, basically try to ruin your moment. You know, it's one of those things where it's almost like you can have a special occasion, like a wedding, a birthday, whatever. And it always seems like family always has so much to say. They always got a huge opinion about everything. And it always kind of comes back to the fact that they're really not looking out for you and, you know, your loved ones. They're kind of looking out for themselves. So I'm sure we can all chime in on that. I ain't got shit to say.
I'm not opening up no fucking can of worms. There's peace in the village.
We're not gonna do that. But I got some inside info. Katrina's a friend.
Oh, I know.
Katrina.
I heard.
Take it away. We'll just kind of chime in on her friend situation. We're not worried about that.
Okay. Well, before I get to the friend situation, I actually had something of mine happened today involving my dad overstepping his boundaries. And so I kind of want to start with that. You guys got to weigh in on how you think I should handle this, because I haven't dealt with it yet. Okay,
uh-oh.
So today, the reason that Team Blowhole made a guest appearance is because I was over there just now putting out a little forest fire that my dad created. What had happened was, Dad got a new job. He is now selling Chevys. Now, you know, I'm happy for him. I'm go dad, you know. Yeah, I can't really imagine my dad going from an outreach minister dealing with orphans to selling cars and being pushy, but okay, good luck, Dad, you know. He hasn't had, like, a job, like, a real one in, like, I can't even remember how long, maybe a decade. So, you know, I'm not trying to discourage him or anything, but here's what happened. He just shows up at Team Blowhole's office and shows up there unannounced, no appointment, no phone call, no text message, no nothing. And, you know, Team Blowhole's sitting at his desk all minding his own business, working. And the secretary calls and says, there's a strange man here with cookies for you. And Team is like, No, not that kind of visit. Not in the office, not allowed, no. And
wait,
so he's like, wait.
Cookies make everything better.
But they don't.
Fuck him. I ain't sending that motherfucker no cookies. He got cookies.
No, he wanted homemade cookies. He got a bunch of crappy store-bought cookies where you get 18 for a dollar.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
Exactly. So I'm going to show up, bust down on someone, you better at least pop up with some homemade shit that I'm just saying. So what happened was Team Boho goes to the front to go meet him, and he sees my dad standing there in a suit and tie and a Chevy hat holding cookies. And at first he was worried, like, something happened to me. Like, why would you just show up unannounced? And then he sees the cookies, and then he's just perplexed. So he's like, hey, what's up? And my dad says, oh, hey, you want to take me back in your office back there and introduce me to some of your buddies? Because we got this sign and drive deal. If anyone you know wants to buy a Camaro, now today's the day. It's the last day of the deal. I swear! Yay! My dad! In the whole city, but it's not a good idea because you don't just pop up like that. And
right.
He's in a marketing office, so you have to sign like a disclosure, non-disclosure, and so a stranger just can't go back there. You're not allowed to see that stuff. It's like top secret. So he told my dad, actually, no, I mean, it's marketing, and there's all these confidentiality agreements, and I can't let you back there. Like, no, you know, civilians are allowed back there. And he's like, oh, okay. And so Team goes, but I will take your cookies and your cards and put it in the host office. And my dad mm-hmm. goes, oh, well, what's his name? What's the host name? And Team goes, no, there's hosts, plural. There's like 60 of them. And he goes, oh, okay, well, I'll give you a big stack of business cards. So, you know, Team was actually really nice and handled it beautifully, and I was surprised because I would have probably sharted. And then started laughing. Like, I don't know what I would have done had that been me. And it was just so out of line. And Dad has the audacity to say, well, you know, I'm surprised you're here. I thought today was your work from home day. So if you didn't think he was going to be there, why did you show up?
Because he saw opportunity. He's already a salesman. He's acting like a shark. He's getting in where he
is. He's straight creeping. And I was just kind of like shocked, dismayed, horrified. Like, I don't even know what to do. Like, I don't want to discourage him.
He's probably like, damn it, he's here. I was going to try to sneak in the back way. And like, you know. Yeah, he's acting like Crystal. And he's going to be successful, Katrina. I mean, just wait. The money is about to flow in.
It's a good thing that I have no shame, but, like, I have to say I am, like, pretty embarrassed because I need to tell him, like, you can't just pop up creeping at my people's place of employment. Like, if you're going to do that and you're going to use my people, one, you need to ask permission, and two, you need to make an appointment. Like,
right.
I don't think that cookies make up for the bar.
Yeah, I think that's kind of all you got to do. You just got to tell him. You know, obviously, certain places are inappropriate for you to just show up at. Most businesses have a no soliciting law, so you can't just show up trying to sell something, even a Chevy.
Well, I mean, another thing, like, are a bunch of people in their cubicles going to say, actually, yes, I would love to take the time to talk to you about purchasing a new Camaro today. Sign and drive.
Outside the box. What do you think, Jeffrey? Jeffrey, what do you think? You're an independent kind of guy. Like, you have started your own business. What do you think? You're a hustler.
I'm a hustler. Thanks for that thing, guys.
I want you to know.
It ain't where I've been. It's where I'm about to go. I'm about to go to Blowhole's office, see if he can get me some daycare children.
Yeah, I'm Blowhole knows everybody.
Oh, man. Seriously. What do you think, though, Jeffrey? What do you think? Seriously.
I think it's kind of genius.
Genius? I think all inappropriate legal things are genius.
And, I mean, I love Blowhole because he did say, you know, that he respects the hustle and the cookies are exactly the right marketing strategy. But he goes, you know, in this office it doesn't quite work because you got to make an appointment.
Your father makes breakfast for Blowhole.
Yeah.
You know, he hooks him up, takes care of him.
Yep.
I think it's kind of bunk. He's got to make an appointment.
If he wants to meet
other people, he does need to make an appointment.
Daddy's got a pass.
Listen. I think Daddy got the pass.
Cleaning the house pass.
Daddy did get a pass because he did, you know, pass along his info, and I thought that was nicer than I would have done. Like, if Dad were to show up and I'm in the middle of a shoot or, like, a photo shoot or anything, like, it's quite on the set. I can't be having you pushing your cars when, you know, I need people to concentrate on me. You know, only I'm allowed to get the crew drunk and distracted.
Okay, so this is my question to everyone. Have you ever had a situation where you've had either a family member, close friend, who kind of, you know, they almost use a friend card, and of course, you know, obviously you have this situation, but it was like one of those situations where they kind of were almost capitalizing on what you were doing, and it was like almost to the point where it was like, hold up. You know, I worked hard for this moment, and here you are, just kind of weasel your way in. Ever have that happen?
Yeah, I've had that a lot, and I usually don't care. But in this instance, like, I was just dumbfounded and shocked and, like, embarrassed.
Well, I think, like, it's cute. I mean, one thing I will say is this. You've got to pass because he's a dad, and he's, like, an older gentleman. And most people like old people and think they're cute. So
you get a crazy
pass
because you're old and cute?
Yeah, exactly. And they're not going to look at you. They're going to be like, oh, he's old. You know, old folks, they just do shit. You know, so it's like, you know, you kind of can play it as that. Like, if someone ever asks you, you're going to go, oh, my dad's so old. You know how old people act. And they go, oh, yeah. Like, they have somebody, they would be like, yeah, so is my dad, you know. Dads are there to embarrass you. So I think he accomplished that today.
That's why I don't acknowledge mine in public.
What was that, Jeff?
I said, that's why I don't acknowledge mine in public. And when I'm around him,
your dad is really hilarious.
I make sure to know he's a fucking ass. Like, it's just bad.
I love your dad. Your dad is so funny.
He's hilarious.
No.
Funny. And, like, inappropriate.
You have to spend more than, like, 10 minutes with him. And then you'll be like, oh, my God. But
come on,
Dad, it's the nicest man ever. He made me breakfast. He was just the sweetest pie. I think Katrina's just an asshole.
You know what? I'm not saying I'm not an asshole, but I'm saying he did cross the line, and it was rude.
Okay.
And I don't know what to say to ensure that he doesn't do the same thing again.
Well, this is what you tell him. You just tell him, Dad, businesses usually have a really strict no soliciting kind of, you know, rule. So just don't do that because you may get Team Blowhole in trouble. And I think if he goes, oh, I might get him in trouble, then he'll leave it alone. He won't even go there again.
It's about him doing it to other of my friends. Like, I don't need branching out to my whole circle.
Well, you better have that talk really soon. It sounds like his marketing plan has already kicked into gear.
Yeah, it's me. Great.
His sign and drive is due. He might have hit all your friends by now because in the deal over today.
So wait,
his sign and
your
drive,
man
he gotta
and
make
your
his
father quota. For seeing a gold mine when he, or knowing a gold mine when he sees one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I would
now,
say, like...
maybe I should call him, because maybe he'll go get me the photos I've been asking for.
Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't even know I own those photos.
Well, he will when I email them to him.
Oh, man. You know what?
You know, Jen,
this is not turning out in my favor. Okay,
you know,
Jen, bottom line...
And he knows my mom, so he's going to use it at some point, Katrina. Prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm. I know. I can only imagine.
Except I have to say, Karen's mom has a few more points than your dad.
Wow.
Because
she's got
that bitch about to cook me some Mexican.
She's off.
Yeah.
And they've been talking about she's going to have me some tequila, IV to stay in. I'm going to, you know what, I got to call your mom, see if she want to come up to New York, pick me up, and then drive me to Atlanta.
But you know what, my dad already made you a feast, so he should have points too.
Right.
Yeah, but he doesn't have, like, he didn't offer me tequila. I mean, I would have liked a nice tequila shot to go with my breakfast.
He'll call Jose, and then Jose deliver tequila to you.
I've been asking for more of that tequila because I didn't even get any, and I don't really see none in my liquor cabinet.
I've been asking for some of that tequila to give to a very special friend of ours.
Oh,
and I don't,
you know
yeah,
what?
I got it. I just drank it all. I'll get some more.
Damn it. Well, that's funny. Okay, so this is the thing. Yeah, Dad's on a mission. We love it. And speaking of my mom's show, Ask Mama, which we're still looking for a better title. That's just a tentative title. It is on Thursdays, and I was just informed that Thursday's show was, our show was the highest rated show we had last week, which means Ask Mama was a part of that. She added to the numbers. So thanks, Mama. Be sure to tune in on Thursdays, and be sure to call in and ask advice questions, because she is much more of an expert than we are. Definitely.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Hello. Who is it? All
right, we have a caller. His name is Derek, and he's got a question for Katrina and Karen.
Okay.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're great. What's your question?
Oh, okay. My question is that, like, for conventions that you two both go to, is there people outside of, you know, do people know you from Power Rangers and all that, people who don't know you, I mean, well, before, pretty much like friends and family, do they ever, like, show up to any of your conventions? And then if so, are you, like, surprised or shocked? Did they show up?
I haven't had any of mine, just because I live in L.A. and mostly all of my family's in Texas. But I would love for them to come, because I don't think they even realize, you know, the love and support that I get from my fans. And I know that would make them feel really proud. So for me, I would love for them to be there and actually see it. And I'm actually in the process of confirming another convention that'll be very close to them, and I'm going to really try and work it out so that they will be there and at least come out and visit me while I'm there. So it should be fun. So, but I would love it. I wouldn't have a problem. My family would be like,
I have a problem.
Autographs too.
No, I had, my family does not know how to behave. They embarrass me every time. They love it. It's just like going someplace with you two. You know, like, they're telling people stuff they shouldn't be telling. There's, like, nothing sacred. When my family shows up, they're pulling out baby pictures. They're like, hey, you want to see Katrina naked? And, of course, everyone's like, yeah. And they'll pull out me as, like, a two-year-old taking a bath with a dog or something horrible.
I'm telling you, mine would, too. Mine would, too, but for some reason, I welcome it.
I get embarrassed.
I'm glad I asked that, because
you bitches are fools.
I just wanted to see, like, just hear, like, the positive side and negative side of that comment to see if, like, if any family or friends, like, from throughout your life show up. Like, anybody from, like, school, anybody you went to school with show up to the convention?
I actually had some people show up that I hadn't seen since college. So it had been, like, well, I don't know, 10 years.
Two decades?
I'd seen them. Shut up. And we reconnected. So that part was really cool.
Right. I've had people do that, like, I haven't had them actually show up to a convention, but I've had them, like, pop up on Facebook, like, people I would have never known how to get in touch with. Like, I was on there promoting something, doing something, and they, like, I've been on, like, radio stations, and I've done different things, and they've called in and been like, hey, remember me from algebra class? And so it's been, I think it's pretty cool, because it's like, I'm not the best person at staying in touch with people. So for me, it's great. I love reconnecting when opportunity presents itself. So, yeah,
bitch,
I like it.
No, you don't. You a dead liar. They just want to check.
You're a dead lie. Stop it.
Hey, fuck you, because y'all get callers to call and ask you questions about conventions. Last time I checked, I think I've gone to, like, one more than Katrina has.
By the end of this year, Jeffrey, you're going to have her beat. Like, Jeffrey is, like, booking me on conventions left and right.
That's amazing. Well, hopefully
amazing.
Your family gets to go, and hopefully your family will act right, not like my family.
They won't act right, trust me. They will not. They cannot be trusted either. But I just, for some reason, I love that about them.
And then Karen's going to get real pissed at me. I'm going to get fired. Because I'm going to be disappearing with her mother to hit the RV to go have me some food.
You better not.
Well, like, bitch, I'm taking my four-hour lunch.
I have more people that are out of line.
Mm-hmm. You know what I know, though? Let me say this one thing, and I'm going to let you take it away, Katrina. One thing I know is the sight of money turns you on more than anything, even more than food. So my mom can cook all the Mexican food she wants, but if there's an opportunity for us to make money, your ass going to be right there.
You know what the fuck that thing is? I really was not sure if you were talking to me or Katrina for a minute because she's just as bad.
Wait, both of you, you and Katrina, this applies to both of you. If there's an opportunity to make money, there's no food, there's no friend, there's nothing that could come in the way of that.
That's
no,
right.
Stranger Wood.
I didn't eat that time.
Well,
I just got wasted with the crew.
Spandex or like Spandex Stranger Wood could potentially.
Well, yeah, shiny object.
You know what?
Shiny object. Yeah.
I need you to make copies of that photo of us on the grass, though, just in case somebody wants to whole cast autograph. We'll send it to Katrina and have her sign them.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be $15. So we can each get us $5. We could afford a pack of cigarettes in, like, Missouri.
Right. Well, okay, Katrina, you had another story for us about inappropriate family members and inappropriate activity.
Oh, yes, I do. Okay, so, yes, this friend of the show's is getting married and having trouble with the in-laws to be. And I received this letter from the grandma-in-law. No, not Jeffrey. A friend of the show, not someone on the show.
Well, I don't know why you have to classify it as a friend. I mean, let's be honest.
A friend because this person has been on the show.
The friend is a friend. Maybe not your friend, but it's our friend.
A friend on the show that has been on the show, and that's all we're going to say, Jeffrey, behave. So, anyway, this friend of the show gets a letter from her soon-to-be in-laws, and it's an accidental letter that was never meant to be sent. And, the letter was supposed to be sent to the other relative. And the title of the letter was, should I send this? What do you guys think? Let me know. So here's the letter that this family member wrote to this friend of the show, and I'm going to read it to you because I think it's completely out of line and crazy because this friend of the show asked the family if they could borrow $600 for a week to put a down payment on something or a deposit on something, and they were going to pay the family back a week later. And here is the response. And it's
I think
let me know what you think. It says, Hello, my darlings. I think it's time for me to talk to the two of you about the marriage vows that you'll be exchanging. A beautiful ceremony because the vows made by both of you with God as your witness. All right, fine. That's like as nice as it gets. I think that you both need some Mimi advice. I don't want the most important and happiest occasion of your lives to become a three-ring circus. Yeah, okay. It seems to me that you have given less time to the exchanging of vows as you have to the reception and where it should be held. Okay, so Mimi right there is saying that, like, they don't even know what getting married is all about. They're not in love. None of that matters. All they care about is the food and the after party. Like, that's insane.
Well, that's the most important part.
Absolutely.
Okay. But you don't even know what the vows you're exchanging mean? Like, that's terrible. Okay.
Especially since this person's been with this person a long time, and they've been in a committed relationship a long time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, okay. It's not unusual that you want a nice reception where you'll receive the congratulations from all your loved ones, but it's puzzling to me why you would even consider spending money that you don't have, nor does anyone else have. In other words, we're not giving you any money to borrow even for a week. Nor does anyone else have to have it in a venue that's in a business for one reason and one reason only, to fleece you out of as much money as they can, with very little concern given to whether or not you can afford it, and certainly not to make your day a joyous occasion. This venue fits that criteria to a T. There are many places that are wonderfully adequate for a very nice reception that won't put you in debt for the next 10 years.
Huh. Or her backyard.
Yeah, exactly. This venue is only $1,400. That's not going to put them in debt for 10 years. It's going to put them in debt for, like, a month, maybe. Anyway, these places are used by the majority of newlyweds in this part of the country, South Dakota, who do the setting up and taking down of tables, and no one has to stay behind and clean up the place. They don't charge for extra for every little thing. The food is very good, and you don't have to pay a chef to take charge of the food, which is another enormous cost. And they won't pit you against another couple who says they want the same place as you, but you'll need to give them a down payment to ensure that you have it. Don't buy into that scam. It isn't true. Okay. Think about it. If another couple asked for the same place on the day you want it and asked for it as you did, which they obviously did, why didn't they just tell the first couple who contacted them that this was theirs with a reservation fee? How did they know you were also interested? Not really hard to figure out. So she's saying that it's a scam that you have to put down a deposit to save the date and event. Like, that's not a scam. It's called business. Come on.
Right. Like, otherwise somebody else will. That's what it's called.
Exactly. This other couple wants it, but they didn't put the deposit down yet because they're looking into several different dates. So Grandma here is going nuts saying that it's a scam. It's not a scam. Like, anyway, there's more. Okay, everyone wants you to have a lovely wedding, but I think it's important that you know there are ways of saving money, and your special day will be just as wonderful by taking another look at the cost. We may be the Midwest, but that doesn't mean that we're several decades behind fashion. We have the best hairdressers, photographers, caterers that we don't want you to use, churches, limousines, and bridal and groom clothing stores that everything else makes good for a family wedding. Don't be taken in.
What? She's absolutely right, because South Dakota is on the cover of Vogue every month. That's just where all the fashion trends come from. She's absolutely right.
And there's
you call the hater.
South Dakota, but don't use any caterers because you don't need to pay for extra money for food.
The hater.
Oh, that's not even well written. But this is my favorite line. Don't be taken in. The fact that you both live in L.A. trying to make wedding plans here, it just be that all it takes for some of them to take your butts to the cleaners. Don't let that happen. So she's saying that because they're from L.A. and people know they're from out of town, they're going to charge them so much more money. Okay. And then she says, the final paragraph. Know that I'm writing this because it's what's in my heart and because I love you both. But I've seen red flags blowing all over these long-distance plans. Keep it simple. Wait until you get here this summer for us to suggest the places that we know are acceptable. You can do it all in one day if you want.
and hopefully secure your state without having to borrow money to pay for it. So basically, Grandma just said that, you know, they don't really, like, know what they're talking about when they want to get married. Their venue is crazy, out of line, way too expensive, and that the family is not going to give a dime to borrow or to help or anything, but that they want to control it all. Like, they want to pick the venue, they want to pick the church, they want to pick everything, but make them pay for it.
Right.
Like, what? So
how did our friend handle the situation? Because I know how I would have handled it.
I agree with Grandma.
This person, Jeffrey's just being mean.
No, I'm not. Like, I feel like, you know, maybe these people, it's hard because trying to keep this secret. This particular person doesn't have a lot of familia, and the other person does, and it's obviously a complicated family situation. I feel like they probably have some valid points in the letter. I feel like there are some, because I know some of the situations going on with this particular couple. So I feel like maybe there is some valid points, and maybe you could scale down a little bit, because I wanted to do things a little more expensive, and then I ended up going ghetto and did cheap, like, shit, because I'm like, why am I trying to spend all this money for everybody else to have
but
a good time?
But that was a choice you made.
Right, but I'm saying maybe this,
and it sounds like, to me, in my opinion, you know, most people don't like it when people try to tell them what to do on their day. It's their first wedding.
Well,
her first wedding.
You know why?
She has the right to want to try and do what she dreams of. You know, because
people don't like it when people tell people what to do on a radio show, but it happens.
Right. I know, but this is the thing. This is the thing. You don't have to listen. But, like, this is the thing. The one thing I will say is this. You know, you always open up the door for, like, opinion, and you always open up the door for other people trying to tell you what to do on your day when you do get them involved in the financial aspect of the wedding.
Exactly.
It's almost one of those things. If you don't open that door, they ain't got shit to say. All they got to do is RSVP.
Well, just don't rely on them for money.
Yeah, but that's the thing. What? That part, even if it's for 1 week, I know this person. I know the intentions were good. I know, like, they weren't trying to even get money from the family. They were just needing it.
I doubt
and they just
that.
Was something. No, I honestly think that they were. So I think that their intentions were good when they asked to borrow the money, when they said they'd pay it back in a week. But the thing is that's what you get when you open up the door to other people. Like, especially when you're older, it'd be different if you were younger. Then they feel like, oh, well, we'll pay for your wedding. But when you're older, they're like, you're on your own. You know? And it's
here's my opinion on the matter. I think that this person is very much like me, very high maintenance, very selfish, very only childish, and I can relate because I think it was completely unselfish of this person to say, we'll go to South Dakota for your family.
I do too.
Kim Kardashian went and put that aside for you to get married in the back of the barn or whatever they do over there.
Have been drinking the Kool-Aid way too long.
Because,
first off, going to South Dakota versus L.A., it's going to be fucking 50 times cheaper than it would be to do this in L.A.
That's not true, and let me tell you why.
Not true.
Because we know everybody in L.A. We can get a venue for free.
Yeah, you can work a deal.
We can use our own churches that we're members at for free. And we don't have fly out hair and makeup. We don't have to fly out photographers. We don't have to fly out ourselves, the bride and groom.
Then why are you doing that?
Because the groom has so much family members there.
Well, fuck them. Because if they're being difficult, then it's no longer about them. It needs to be about you.
And that's exactly what I said. So in this instance, what did the bride do? She called me and did exactly what I said.
No, but you know what? I will say this. you're very sensible in situations like this. Like, and you may not, like, you'll react in your own situation, but you do kind of step back and kind of think about the whole picture. Like, you saw the fact that she has a spoiled side to her, and she's very, you know, only childish. But it's like you also see the side of she's made a huge sacrifice to go and have a wedding, and not such, I mean, it's like, who dreams about having their wedding in South Dakota? No
people
one.
From South Dakota.
No one. I don't even think they do. If they even had an opportunity to come to
you
a wedding.
You just pissed off
LA,
like a quarter of our fan base.
It is what it is. I mean, it's like, are you going to get married in a beautiful tropical place, or are you going to get married in South Dakota? Like, come on. It is what it is. So for me, I think she made a huge sacrifice to go, here I am, I'm this girl. We all know that, you know, she's grown up in L.A., she's had this lifestyle. So it's like, you know, you're kind of going over there and you're doing it because you love that person, you love his family. I thought that was a huge sacrifice. I was shocked that the wedding was going to be there.
Here's the moral of the story. Did homegirl get the money?
No, they said in the letter, none of us are giving you anything to help at all in any way.
When they talking about paying the money back?
They were going to pay it in a week. They needed it today, and they were going to pay him back next Monday.
So what was the end result when she got this accidental email? Because I love the fact that it was accidentally sent to her.
But it was. Like, you know, I read it, and it was not meant to be sent. It was a should I do it, how do I do it kind of thing. So what she did was she was actually at a bridal expo at the time. She got it. She saw it. She cried because she knew it was going to cause problems between the husband-to-be and his family, obviously, because they're basically kind of being, you know, kind of mean. There was other letters that I didn't read out loud that were a little worse. But, you know, she called me, and she thought about it for a while. And then when he got home, she said, listen, you need to look at this, and then we need to discuss our next move. And so now it's up to the husband to talk to his relatives.
Well, I'm just going to say this, just in case this person is listening. And I am a forgiving person, as is my nature, and a loving person. Bitch needs to borrow $650. I'll let her borrow the money until Monday.
Well, see, and that's amazing. And that's great.
Just
but
because
I
know how difficult this shit can be.
Mm-hmm.
And even though maybe there was an email that I didn't particularly care for.
Exactly, and you've been more supportive than this person's family. Like, that's
great.
That says a lot right there. That's what I'm saying. But she didn't want it from any of us, you know, because that wasn't even a question. Of course, we'll all say, go ahead and borrow, especially for a week or whatever. But, it was interesting. So I'll keep you guys updated what happened, but I wrote her a letter back on what I think she should say, refuting all of their claims, saying, actually, I go, you know, actually, this is kind of what I majored in college, rhetoric, you know, arguing, persuasion, all that. This is kind of my cup of tea. So let me tear apart Grandma's awful letter and tell you what you should say back in my never to be humble opinion.
Oh, man.
And I'm a much better writer than Grandma. And I'll have you know mine is grammatically correct. So I actually said we're going to fight this, and we're going to use some ethos and some pathos and then slam it in the face hammer at home with the logo. So we're going to use every single different type of ploy here. We're going to kill them with kindness, and we're actually going to agree with them. We're going to say, you know what, you're right. It actually is very difficult being taken advantage of trying to do this long-distance wedding. And it actually is really putting a strain on us and our time and the relationship. And you know what? You are right. We actually shouldn't do all of that. What we should do is take the time and do it in our own neighborhood where our friends will let us use locations for free. Our church where we're members will let us use it for free. And we won't have to have all these crazy expenditures, and we won't go into debt by flying everyone we know across the country. Thank you for your love and support and this great advice.
And now the wedding's in L.A.
And now the wedding's in L.A. And now I'm excited.
But anyway, I got that text message today.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be the maid of honor. I'm not excited to have to help and do stuff over
there. Well, honey, at this point, I'll offer my services. And frankly, Karen, I need to know what the date of this is so I can get my tux so I can be your date.
Exactly. Oh, Jeffrey can be the caterer. Jeffrey can cater.
Oh, no. No, look at I let the bitch borrow $650, but I'm not trying to cook. Okay, y'all don't have the equipment I need. But I'll be your date because now I'm nosy. And, I'll go up to Grandma's ear and be like, I heard that bitch don't like you. She's waiting for you to die to get your money. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
How was that flight, Grandma?
Thanks for your advice, Grandma. How's you like flying coach on TransUnion?
And you know what? I don't even think it was the grandma that wrote that letter, because the grandma's actually really sweet. I think it was the mom that hacked into the grandma's account and wrote it from the grandma's.
And then accidentally sent it.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's whack. I just think at this point, you know, if you don't want to loan people money, that's cool. Like, all they should have said was, we're not in a position to do that. And, you know, if you're in a position where you're having to borrow money, maybe you should think about, you know, scaling back, you know. And it just concerns me that they're pressuring you to put a deposit today. You know, but we can't do it right now. But, you know, keep us posted.
Well, it's
on how
because
goes,
the other couple wanted it that same day. At first, they had a few different dates that they wanted, so that's why it was still semi-available. But now the other couple said they want that date for sure. That's why it was, if you had the deposit in by Monday, you got it. Otherwise, we're going to give it to this other couple, because the other couple had been there before a while ago. But I think it's much better to have it in L.A., especially because the groom works at a country club, so you can have the reception there for free. All you have to do is figure out food. And I know so many people in L.A. that own restaurants that would cater it for free. Like, you know, I can help a lot more if it's in L.A. because that's my home base, you know?
Right.
It's just a million times better.
Well, the only thing I really need to know is they're going to be open bar, because otherwise it's not really worth my plane fare.
Well, listen, you and me both. I don't really do weddings with no open bar. So.
Except for mine.
That was an open bar to me.
That's true.
I'd like to give a shout out to Dale. Dale.
Scotty too hotty.
Who will be starting a new show with Ethan. And we'll give you guys details on that real soon. But, you know, we're really expanding Uncensored Radio, because on Mondays we have our show. We also have Chick Chat, which is coming on in a few minutes. So you people stay tuned, because these chicks are chatting, and it's amazing. They've got a new co-host, Shauna, who's going to be on the show. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. And then we also have, on Tuesdays, we have No Rules, Just Mics. We have our show again. Wednesday, we're going to have the new show coming out with Ethan and the guys. Dale is going to be one of the guys. And then Thursdays, we've got Ask Mama. And Fridays, you guys know it. You guys love it. The numbers are great. The fans take over the show. So we have no idea what they're going to do, what they're going to plan, but they're crazy. And then, of course, on Saturdays, we've got Jake Pentland, who is amazing. So we've got a six-day-a-week radio show.
What you missed was, though, until the guy show takes place, on Wednesdays we're going to have repeats of Jake Pentland's show.
Yes.
So
exactly.
There's 2 hours on Wednesdays.
Whew. Yeah. I'm telling you, we are, like, jam-packed. This radio, this show is growing faster than, I don't know. It's just growing.
That's
right. Really
all you
fast.
Listeners that is listening on demand, I see you there. Think I don't know you're there. I see the numbers. I know you're there. But what we need you to do is before the show plays, click them ads, because we need some cash flow up on her, and then we're going to do special giveaways. So when we get some more money, we're going to give it to you.
Right. So like us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Katrina, give them our Twitter handle.
It is @UncensoredRadio and @ Karen Ashley, at Jeffrey Emmett, at Katrina A. Johnson. And don't forget, you can check out our website, www.myuncensoredradio.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Yeah.
Wait, what's our YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/myuncensoredradio.
One more time,
James.
I couldn't hear that.
YouTube.com/my. Hold on. Hang on a second. YouTube.com/myuncensoredradio.
And now I want to see those chick chat bitches follow us. Go for it, Daisy. Let me see you do it.
Handle it, Daisy.
Bothered me once. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, one more thing that's weird about you. Yeah, it was a problem.
Yeah, it was a problem. And, like, you can tell, like, poor Daniel Radcliffe. I felt bad for freaking Harry Potter because here he is trying to keep the conversation, you know, upbeat because these people are getting awards, you know? You don't want to sound like you're at a freaking funeral. Like, she did, like, that funeral, like, this is the first thing. Like, how she was probably, like, her publicist is making her do an appearance, and I don't know. I got that she just did not want to be there.
I mean, she wasn't the highlight of the night, so who cared? I was just like, what is happening? Why do you look like death? You know.
Exactly. Can I just say that my favorite part of the night was freaking when Ted went up there and started
his speech? Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome.
I want to know, like, how they did that, because obviously it's not, like, animatronics. Like, and I didn't see a green screen or anything like that. So how did they make the bear go up the freaking stool?
Well, I mean, that was stuff for TV that obviously if you're sitting in the audience, it didn't play like that, obviously. But, you know, they can do it for us on TV.
So it was just one of those type of like a hologram type of thing that they just imprinted on film for the viewers?
Yeah, it was just for the viewers. I mean, I'm sure if you were sitting there, it was a teddy bear on top of a stool. You know, they did it the same way they do it on movies. You know, it was for our benefit, like I said. And they probably had it on the screen for them to see it as well, kind of thing.
So
Seth
MacFarlane did as a host.
Eh, he was okay. I didn't understand why he was offered the job. I was like, why is... Huh? I mean, he's a funny guy, I guess, as a voice. I was a little confused at the choice, but they do that. I mean, last year with that tag team, you know, sometimes the Oscars, they just do weird stuff like that. But he was okay. He wasn't the worst. He certainly wasn't the worst.
No, I actually think the worst hosts were Anne Hathaway and James Franco.
And everybody would agree with you on that one.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you could tell that she was trying. He just looked like he was higher than a kite, and I don't know. It was just, it was bad all over. I'm sure whoever, like, hired them was like, damn it. So, why was William Shatner up on the screen? Can anybody tell me why he's relevant?
I love him. He will always be relevant. It's just what it is. They love him. We all do.
But it wasn't a Priceline ad. He wasn't negotiating anything. I mean, I just didn't get it.
I love him, and I don't agree with this conversation anymore.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to agree. That's what makes Chick Chat so great.
He is a funny dude. Like, anytime he'll come on the screen, you just laugh because he has that stupid face, and he's so serious when he talks. He's just funny. I want him at my wedding. Like, I want him there. I just want him around when I have a bad day. He just makes me laugh, and he hasn't even opened his mouth. That's why he was there.
No, I see. Okay.
We'll agree to disagree.
It's all good.
Where are we talking about?
Come on, he made Priceline commercials what they are today. Like, you wouldn't even, I want to use Priceline because of him. Like, I want to use it because I want him to get a check. I'm just saying, the man is funny.
Oh, geez. Well, again, we shall agree to disagree, but I did like the whole song that Seth MacFarlane sang about the boobs. I think that was probably one of the funnier songs that I've ever heard. Did you guys hear the song?
No, I don't think so. I must have forwarded through that.
Girl, it was during William Shatner's whole thing.
Oh, remember he stopped when I saw William.
So what did he say, a boob song?
Yeah.
He did a boob song. Yeah, he did the boob song. He was saying, William Shatner was saying that Seth MacFarlane was going to get bad reviews, and it was because he did an inappropriate song. And so they were playing like a flashback, and it was him singing, "We saw your boobs." we saw your boobs. He goes, Anne Hathaway, we saw your boobs in Brokeback Mountain. And he started naming all the actresses and what movies everybody saw their boobs in. You get, please
oh,
tell me.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Was it funny? Because
okay.
It don't sound funny when you tell it.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have his comedic timing because I'm not a comedian. So that might be why it doesn't sound as funny. But I think that they used him because he's apparently Seth MacFarlane's a singer. Did you guys know that?
Nope.
No.
He's like,
I did. Oh, my God. He's amazing.
Really?
I got music.
Yes.
Well,
does,
I don't know what kind of music he does normally.
It's big band. He usually does, like, big band productions. He's really good.
Oh, I can see that.
Well, he was actually pretty good. I was very impressed. And then, you know, obviously I watched the news later, and they were saying that he was a singer, which I was like, yeah, you can totally tell, because he was killing it. I loved it. Speaking of singers, how did you guys like the performances from Les Mis and Dreamgirls, Jennifer Hudson? No response from the
RT? All I have to say is Shirley Bassey killed it. She killed it. That lady was belting C's, and she is 70 years old. That's the way it should be done. She was the one that sang the Bond song that they kind of revamped. She's the original singer of that song, and they kind of redid it for the whatever this anniversary is. It 50 years or something like that? She was amazing. Badly. That's why she got that standing ovation. I was like, wow. She was the best performer of the night to me. I don't really like that. I love Adele, but I don't like that song. I think it's very droll, so I could care less about that. And then the band was kind of drowning her out in some parts. And Jennifer Hudson was good, but I liked her better singing when she was fatter. It's just that song. You got to be big. It just won't work otherwise.
Oh, I see.
It's true.
Oh, you wouldn't sing that song.
No, I've actually, you know, I've done musical theater and I wanted to use it for auditions and I was completely told not to. I couldn't. And when you try, they will, like, stop you. It's like, why are you singing that? I know it's retarded, but it's true. Yeah, she did a good job. She did a good job, but I just, you know, it wasn't like when she sang it in the movie. I'm telling you, the weight matters.
Why do you think that the weight matters? I'm out of curiosity because I'm not a musical artist, so
I'm absolutely joking, but the character, that song is written, I mean, that if you know the play and the movie, that song, you know, it's always been traditionally sang by a heavyset person. It's just the history of the musical and the song. Mm. So I guess you didn't get my joke because you don't know Dreamgirls. But that's just the way it's always been for that song. Who, I mean, come on, is there nobody on the line who knows about Dreamgirls?
I know about Dreamgirls. I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
I
know, but you were making the statement like typically like a bigger person would sing the song better.
Yes,
that movie is a
very old Broadway play, and it has always been that she was a big girl. That part of what's her name? I can't remember the name of the role, but
Effie White.
She's always been, in every play you ever see, she's big. That's just what it is. That's what it's written. That's what it calls for. So that's historically the way it's gone.
Okay. Well, what did you guys, did you guys see Jennifer Lawrence when she fell?
Yeah, that was sad because she shouldn't have won. That's probably why.
It was karma?
They shouldn't have won. I was shocked. What? She wasn't supposed to win, man. And I don't have a problem with the girl, but it just was a shock. She was a shock, and I think everybody was shocked by this actor too. I mean, the man is amazing. Don't get me wrong, but it was kind of like you kind of thought it would go to, you know, Wolverine. Because he won everything else. So it's like, wow, really? Okay. But, I mean,
I have something I
want to
say.
Who is this?
It's me, Karen.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Katrina, you know what I have to say? I think big people sing better than skinny people.
It's true!
Remember when, Janet Jackson back in her Chunky but Funky days? She was so much funkier than when she lost the weight. She can't buy a hit. And then think about what's his name? What's the guy's name? Luther Vandross was much better when he was big.
Thank you.
It's almost like a
curse
singer.
I appreciate
it's almost like a
curse
singer.
Well, you know what? I would much rather watch a skinny person sing. And I would probably rather listen to a fat person, but I'd rather watch a skinny person.
Yeah, you don't like to watch fat people do anything.
Well, but that's why pop stars don't really sing, because they can't, because all they do is look good. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right.
Jennifer Hudson did well. She can still sing, and she's skinny now.
Who?
Yeah,
who?
Jennifer Hudson.
That's who we're talking about. Who is that coming in all late?
That's Katrina.
No, I know. Okay. But I'm saying, like, she's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no,
she sounded better.
She was still
dumb. I don't care what you say. That's what I was saying. She sounded better when she was fat singing it on the movie. I'm sorry.
I think she sounded dope. I did think she gave me chills. I did think she sounded dope. But I did like her. I get what you're saying in the sense that movie, I've seen that play so many times. So
right.
It was kind of awkward
to
see a skinny person singing it because it's usually, you know, it was always the big girl sing that song. And that was the moment.
Always.
The big girl stole the moment. So I get that.
And that's the point of the play because it's like she was the big girl where the other girl was the thin girl. So she kind of made it. The big girl had the better voice, but the thin girl was better to look at. So in the play, that girl has to be big. It can never be a skinny person. So there's no point in going to an audition and singing that when you have my weight. It's like, why is she singing that? Because musical theater people are funny, and they want you to stick to the way it was written. That's what I was saying on that. And still, yeah, I got chills too, but I got more chills when she was fat in the movie. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. She got fat girl chills. She got fat girl chills. I like it.
I did. And they just reach down off into that extra stomach, and something amazing comes out, man. It's like, wow.
She reached down into the extra stomach.
Yes.
And
you
I've
only
heard
have
it
that
all.
When you're big. You only you,
I've heard
you
it
don't
all.
Have access to that.
Oh.
That is so
let's go.
I had to come in because it was so hilarious. Like the conversation was really hilarious. So
did you think I was gonna get violent talking about fat people? Is that why you had to join in?
I love it when you do because you're just very honest. You're like, it is what it is. This is how I feel, and oh well. And so I'm never. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think everyone has their preference, and you're right. Everyone would love. We love looking at Janet Jackson. We love looking at pop stars. We love Britney. But we don't really, you know, their singing abilities are very mediocre at best. But it is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna be mad at that.
I just think it's a cynical business, and I'm cynical. I like my stars. If you're not starving yourself doing yoga, Pilates, and drinking veggie shakes, then I don't really want to mess with you. I don't have that much respect. If you're not suffering like I am, then I'm not believing in you. Sorry.
I love it. Tell it, girl. Tell it.
That's all I'm saying.
It's just something about bonding over starvation. It's just something about it. You know, it's just
right.
More endearing.
I mean, I think I can say that because I was fat, and so I went through it. So I get both sides. But that's all. But yeah,
you were fatty,
rather.
Fatty.
Yeah,
she was not.
She is a freaking liar.
She was 10. It doesn't count when you're 10.
But I, yeah, it's still haunting me. It's still on. It still counts.
Okay, but this is why, though. Like, at that age, hello, it was baby fat. You grew out of it in, like, a year. But the fact that you're traumatized because, you know, obviously you were in the limelight for that period of time and they were telling you to lose weight. Otherwise, when you were 10 and going to school and if you were not in the business, you wouldn't have thought twice about it. You just would have thought, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to lose weight or not. You know what I mean? Like, you weren't even, I would say, what, you were, like, 5 pounds overweight?
No, I was, like, 35 pounds overweight.
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Yeah, because I was, like, 4'10". According to the government right now, I'm 22 pounds overweight. Right now, I'm 121, and according to the government, I'm supposed to be 100 pounds at 5 feet tall.
The government? I'm confused. What?
Yeah, you know, the FDA and all those put out, like, the height and weight
the obesity chart.
Index of what every height is supposed to weigh, and you're supposed to add 5 pounds per inch. But according to that, I'm supposed to weigh 100 pounds, and I don't. On my best day, I weigh, like, 117. So I don't care about that part so much. Now I care more about, like, how I look and how I feel. But I still don't like to watch, you know, like pop stars that are supposed to be sex symbols. I just can't take you seriously. Even if you're just been discovered on American Idol, I can't take you as seriously if you're not sexy. Like, you have to blow me away. That's where I'm at.
Okay, so then what about, like, someone like Kelly Clarkson, whose weight has fluctuated, and she's been big, she's been small, she's been in the middle?
She blows me away. She blows me away. She's a showstopper, and her voice cannot be denied. I like Mariah Carey when she's skinny or fat. I much prefer her when she's skinny, but, you know, I'll still listen to her because she can do some stuff that I can't do, and I got to respect that. So if you blow me away, you can be any weight. I don't really care. But if you're in a sex pop position and you're supposed to be a pop star or something sexy, then I would much prefer that you be that. Be sexy and play the part, look the part. But if you're like a, you know, blow them away Whitney Houston, I don't care if you're 500 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you agree with that, Karen?
Yeah.
Karen, did she sneak off? Okay. So, Toya, you're saying that that makes sense. So you would tend to agree that if you're blown away, it doesn't matter what weight you are, but you would normally say, okay, if you're in the limelight, you should be thin, you should be taking care of yourself?
Yeah.
Well,
I think
every entertainer, big or small, should be trying to take care of themselves because you're out there, people are watching. You should be looking your best, feeling your best. And honestly, when you're in shape, you sing better, you act better, whatever it is that you do.
You said they sing better when they're fat.
But what I also just said was, big or small, you should be taking care of yourself. Everybody's not going to be a size 2. Everybody's not going to be a size 4. Some people are just going to be big. I don't have a problem with that as long as you are healthy. You can be bigger than me and healthy. That's a totally different thing. But I do believe you can't be up there talking about I'm a slave for you and this and that and your gut is hanging over the leotard. You know,
I agree.
Like,
I agree with
that. What are you singing? If you're singing about being a sex bot, you kind of want to make sure you look like one, or I'm looking at you like you. I want to buy that. Look at her. It matters.
Thank you. I agree.
So you mean like Britney Spears with Kevin Federline years, where she had a gut and she just looked a hot mess?
Well, hold on. In the early kayfabe years, when she married him, she was still hot. Once
she
ruined it and knocked her up, he ruined it. Then she's not so hot. That's what I'm saying. I have a problem with that because if you're not an amazing vocalist and she doesn't even sing in concert, I don't care if you're skinny and you're hot and you're dancing around because you're not a real singer. You're not a vocalist. You are an entertainer. You dance, you bounce, and you entertain me. That's different. So my expectations are that you have to look good. She doesn't even need to sound good because we all know she can't. But she has to look good. Otherwise, I don't like her at all.
True.
So early K-Fed years, well, early K-Fed 6 months, she was amazing. He got her, like, at her prime. But after that, I didn't like her for a long time.
And now she's coming back. But I don't like her on American Idol because I think she sounds like an idiot. I think she looks dumb. I think she looks medicated. And I don't like her because she's not entertaining me. I expect her to entertain me. I expect her to look good and be sexy, and that's it. And I don't get that vibe when she's not dancing, shaking her booty in six-inch heels and being seductive or scandalous.
Well, can I just say that, like, Britney Spears is another one that has so much money, and her extensions are horrible, like, all the time. Like, does she not have somebody to say, maybe you should stop putting your hair up in a bun because you're pulling out your extensions and you're going bald? I mean,
I can relate. Listen, I have extensions. I've had them for years. I'm going bald. I get that. But I think my advice to her would just be keep up on the extensions. Stop getting the glues. Stop getting the clip-ins. Go for the new kind. Go for that tape stuff that they're doing, because then you don't even style your own hair. You're just styling the fake hair. And give your own hair a chance to breathe. And don't put it up ever.
And then, too, like, she makes all those awkward faces. It's like, and she is very heavily medicated. And I'm thinking that it's probably the medication that's making her
do some
of those faces.
Well, that's why, to her, I say, listen, bitch, I love you, but stay in your lane. Work it on out.
Right.
Hit the treadmill. Take some dance classes. And get on stage. And that's it. I don't care if you even come out with a new song ever. You got enough. Just keep rehashing the old shit, do a new dance routine to it, and just stay in your lane. Do what you do. Do why we like you.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can't be a host. Everybody can't be, you know, some people just need to do what they do. Everybody can't have a conversation with an audience. That's a totally different skill.
Yep.
And everybody ain't got it, you know. Just because they're entertainers doesn't mean they'll be good on a show. So I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane, whatever that is.
Now, do you think...
And get your
weave
right.
Yeah, I'll amen to that one. Do you think Seth MacFarlane was in his lane as a host, or do you think that was too much?
I personally, I wasn't that impressed with it. Like I said, he wasn't the worst, but I wasn't like, oh, my God, he's killing it. He's killing, you know,
I thought he was a little
to be
crude.
The voice. I want him to be the voice of Ted and maybe sing his big band stuff, but I wasn't that blown away by the whole Oscar host thing. But it's okay, you know. He wasn't the worst. But I don't know if he'll be asked to do it again.
Yeah,
wait,
I don't think
Katrina,
so.
You said that he was crude? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I thought he was a little too Ted, a little too Family Guy. I just don't think he's classy enough.
You know what was funny is that I thought that he was rather tame, like, in comparison to, like, what he does with Family Guy and with Ted and with all of his other projects, because he has numerous things that he does. Like, if you've ever seen that, like, you know how crude he can really be. Like, and I thought he was, like, rather tame. Like, you could just tell that he didn't really want to offend too many people.
Yeah, because, you know, that could kill his whole career right there. But he's another one. I Googled how much money he's worth. He's worth $1 billion with a B, dollars. He doesn't need to ever work another day in his life. He's good.
Hold on.
Well, but, you know.
Why did you Google him?
Because he's dating my nemesis, Amanda Bynes, and I needed to know what kind of money that bitch is dating so that I can be jealous. Because
you can start being jealous right now.
It's too late for that. I've been jealous of her for like 10 years now. I admit it openly. Mm-hmm. Amanda Bynes, I'm jealous of you. Why are you so pretty, Amanda Bynes? Why can't you just do me a favor and get fat? Nope.
Right.
But,
so
she's got all those legal troubles, so I was Googling her net worth and his net worth, and I can't remember hers, but I almost fell off a chair when I saw her boyfriend was worth $1 billion with a B dollars. I'm like, oh, well, forget it. Call it a day. Just marry that fool, and you never have to work again. He never has to work again. You're good. You can just keep taking mushrooms and doing crazy stuff, and nobody will care. You'll just be another eccentric billionaire. I'm okay with that.
you know that she must be ridiculously crazy in bed if he's worth $1 billion and he's dating her. Because
yep.
she is batshit fucking crazy. Like,
yeah, but guys like that. Guys like crazy. Guys like crazy.
Well, mostly because it, well, I'm not going to say it. It's fine. But what I would want to say is that if I were a guy, I wouldn't want to deal with her ass. Like, I'd be like, this bitch is fucking crazy. Like, yeah, okay, fine. Sex can be crazy. She'll take it in the ass. Those type of things. Fine. But, like,
yeah, but
day,
dudes like crazy. But dudes like crazy chicks. I totally get it. They love it. They love it. He's probably having
mm-hmm.
the time of his life.
Yep.
Oh, no, Seth MacFarlane, stay away. Stay away.
Do you think that Seth MacFarlane was a better host than Donald Duck? Donald Duck hosted the Academy Awards. Did you know that?
No.
No, I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Donald Duck hosted in
1958. Did he really? That's funny.
Yep. So the
wow.
Academy isn't new to having cartoon hosts host them.
No, I just love Billy Crystal, and I wish he could host it till he dies, but he won't. You know, he's funny about doing it. He's done it so many times. But he's so good
like,
at it. He's just so good at it.
He's amazing. He's rated the highest best host. Like, he's got
yeah.
rave reviews.
He is pretty awesome at it. It's a whole show. It's great. Perfect. But he's like, listen, I've done it a million times. I'm done.
Yeah.
I thought Whoopi Goldberg was pretty good. She doesn't want to do it again, though, because she already did it, like, 4 times.
Well, I heard that, like, everybody who gets approached to do it, it's super stressing because it's, like, the biggest job in Hollywood is what everybody
yeah.
is saying. So it's a lot of pressure to have that much shit. Like, if you screw up, if people don't like it, you have, like, 1 billion-plus people that are watching it, like, internationally. That are going to tell you that you're shit. So I can
yeah,
get
but
it.
It's also not something if you haven't been asked before, it's not something you turn down either.
That's true. Well, did you guys see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler? They hosted. God, I'm forgetting what was it, the Emmys? And I think that
I think
they were
was,
actually pretty.
I think it was the Golden Globes, maybe. They did a good job, though.
I didn't
they
see
did.
Them. I was at the Playboy Mansion partying.
Of course you were.
Of course.
You know, because they have a short of blondes with big boobs. So there you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just saying. It's okay, Kat. I still love you.
I'm sorry.
But no,
well, I'm kind of obsessed with the gift bags that they get every year. Like, I'd be happy, you know, they say, oh, it's an honor just to be nominated. I mean, well, it is because you just got like $100,000 worth of free crap. That, to me, is the best part. The swag bag.
I am so shocked that you haven't found a way to get one of those swag bags, like, consistently. I know you have before.
I have. I go every year. This year, I didn't go, but my attorney sent me one.
So
what's
in the swag bag? Your attorney
probably took a few things out of it. I'm sure he did. It has I'd have been like, I'm keeping this.
Yeah, uh-huh. It has like a diamond Movado watch. It has some kind of fancy crystal necklace that's probably very overpriced at Neiman Marcus. a whole bunch of like beauty stuff. All kind of makeup brushes and an eyebrow kit that's got, like, more makeup in it than I have in my house just for eyebrows. Yeah.
So, basically, he took out the stuff that was pertaining to anything male and gave you all the femme stuff.
Well, I think this particular gifting suite was supposed to be for women only because it was all, like, beauty stuff and jewelry. There were no shoes in there, but, you know, that's exactly what I would have wanted, like jewelry and makeup, that's exactly what I want. And then there's some hair products, some brand I never heard of, but the packaging looks real fancy.
Okay. Speaking
yeah.
of jewelry, did you guys see freaking Anne Hathaway's necklace, that Tiffany freaking necklace?
It was huge.
Sorry. Yeah, but what was that? What was that dress she had on that looked like a tablecloth when she was singing the song from Les Mis? Like, what was that? It was like three tiers of horribleness.
I agree. It was pretty bad. It was like, you know, how
maybe the table was set, and you know how you can kind of pull the tablecloth out from under it, and they kind of just said, oh, let's do it two more times and stitched it together. It was awful.
Did you see her nipples on the red carpet?
No.
Yeah, it's like it's all over the news that you can see her nipples. I mean, I can't see them. I'm looking for it. I kind of only see them through the dress, the pink dress. Like, you can kind of see them, but I was expecting them to be, like, all the way out, like Janet Jackson style.
Well, hey, she already won an Oscar. They can be out now. She's good.
Weren't they out? She played a prostitute in her first movie after she did all the Disney ones.
I could never take her seriously when she plays sexy. She just... I like her, don't get me wrong, but I just don't take her seriously sexy. It's always slightly funny. Like, really? you want me to laugh now?
Like, I think she looked amazing in The Devil Wears Prada, and I think that was probably perfect for her because she starts off frumpy, so then I believed it when she was hot.
True.
Like a Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, but Bullock.
She was still
quirky in it. But there was some movie, it was the one where it was based on a true story where she was... had some kind of debilitating illness, and she met this guy, and so she was going to get progressively worse. But there was
I saw that one.
I just can't. Her is that kind of hot, where it's like inside outside. I'm the hot chick. It just, I never buy it with her.
Love and Other Drugs is the name of that movie.
Oh yeah, Love and Other Drugs.
Yes, it is.
That was sad.
Yes,
that movie was sad.
It was.
Well, I still like her, and I don't mind if she shows me her nipples, but I think she kind of looks like a boy, so I think she kind of had to show her nipples on the red carpet this year because she's got that short hair, so you got to see the nipples so that you remember that she's still a girl.
Okay. Maybe that might be it. Mm-hmm.
I think it was planned.
Well, what's the excuse for Charlize Theron? She had the pixie haircut too.
Yeah, but she's just gorgeous. So she still looks beautiful and feminine. I mean, it's just
yeah,
go bald and still be beautiful.
Yeah, it's not fair. She's just so gorgeous.
But trust and believe in person. That is no representation of. I mean, TV is just take something away from her. I saw her in person. I am not into girls in any way except that we, you know, I love hair and makeup and this and that. I was like, I want to marry her. She's gorgeous. It was like a light was following her around. It was crazy. She is gorgeous. She is.
Well, you know.
I was shocked. I was like, wow, I knew she was pretty, but damn, I feel bad about myself.
So is there anybody else that you have a girl crush on? Because that's what I call a girl crush. I mean, obviously.
You know what? I don't
know
because she wasn't that nice. I mean, she had an interview. It was a long night. I get it. So I can't. For me to have like a girl, you have to be nice. And she wasn't very nice. So, but she is gorgeous. So other than if she was nice, yeah, she'd be my girl crush for sure.
I think she looks like she likes girls with this current pixie haircut. I mean, I don't know if even she can pull it off. I mean, she's so gorgeous, but it's a little too short for me.
Yeah,
I agree.
She wouldn't care. She's that type. She wouldn't care what anybody had to say about it. She likes her cut, deal with it or don't. That's how she is.
So,
do you have
a girl crush on someone?
Me? Oh, I have a ton. I have a crush. My number one, she could still get it, is Britney Spears, the younger years, like pre-K fed. Like,
oh,
Britney,
geez.
If you ever get back in shape, you could get it. I love Megan Fox. I think she's just stunning beyond.
I don't get the thing with her. I really don't. I don't get it.
I don't like tattoos on girls, but I think that she's just gorgeous.
Hmm.
I think that she does have a very pretty face, and her eyes and her lips, she does have a very nice, like, just featured face. I don't know. Let's ask the gay guy. Jamesy, do you have a girl crush?
Yes, but we already know who my girl crush is.
Who is it?
Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Oh, I love Kelly. I don't. She's not my favorite appearance, but I can respect that.
I'm just surprised because appearance-wise, I wouldn't think a gay guy would approve.
Well, here's my thing. I don't judge people based on their appearance.
Oh.
I judge them on their personality.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
If I wanted to be superficial. Like, and I'm not saying this to be rude, but if I wanted to be superficial, then I would totally go with, you know, Megan Fox or who else? Olivia Wilde. Like I would go.
I liked Anne in the early years before she got too skinny and too crazy.
Who?
I like Angelina Jolie the early years before she's too tattooed, too skinny, too crazy. She's a little. She's no longer in the list for me, but the early years.
No, she just looks old now. Like you can actually see it in her face, I think. Like, she just doesn't look good. She looks very tired.
You
I
know
think
who looks tired.
I'd be tired, too.
What's her name? Renee Zellweger. Not that she was ever anybody's girl crush, but she looks so old right now. What is happening? Did she not take some of what everybody, I mean, she was on, what's his name, Bradley Cooper was on Inside the Actor's Studio, and she was in the audience. I don't know if he's dating her or what. I didn't hear what was said, but I saw her, and I was like, oh, that's her mom. Wait, no, that's her. What? She looks really bad right now. I don't know what's going on. Well, she did that day. Renee Zellweger.
Was she wearing makeup or was she without makeup? Because I've seen pictures with her without makeup, and she looked horrid. Like,
maybe she didn't have on any. I don't know why she would be on a TV show without makeup, but maybe that was it. She looked, you know, and then she was pursing those lips that way she does. She looked like some kind of animal of sorts.
I'm glad because people used to tell me that I look like her, and I used to get so mad. So I'm glad that she's busted now because maybe they'll stop saying that. I got
really?
Those same droopy eyelids that she has.
I used to get so mad. You don't look like Renee Zellweger. You look like Katrina Johnson. And you're proud to look like yourself.
I'll take it.
I agree. I don't actually think that you resemble like anyone. You know how like everybody kind of tends to look like someone, like some sort of a celebrity. But no, like you're very unique in your features.
Good, thanks. I also have a girl crush on J-Lo, present tense. I think she looks better than ever and just completely gorgeous and ridiculous. And I have a giant crush on, I think it's Joanna Krupka. I don't know how you quite say her name. She's one of the Real Housewives of Miami, and she's like a supermodel, blonde, like green eyes, just beautiful. Like so pretty, I want to like skin her and eat her.
Yeah,
and also Lily the Persian Barbie on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think she's stunning. Or not Beverly. No, Shaw's of Sunset. Just kidding.
You can tell that you like reality TV, huh?
I like watching pretty women with lots of money. That is a fact.
Okay.
Because I think if you have lots of money, you probably look better because you've spent lots of money on looking good, and so I wouldn't mind looking at you.
Do they have a reality show of gay men with a lot of money that I could watch?
All of the shows on Bravo, pretty much all those men are gay, and a lot of them are not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still looking forward to Vegas for my birthday. Like, really. I'm, like, really excited about that.
You might as well just start, you know, a freaking memorial for your liver now. Because you will need it by the end of your weekend.
That's
okay, well, I'll put myself on the liver donation list.
Oh, jeez.
I don't need it now, but after July of 2013, I may need it stat, just saying.
So I got to ask you guys, this is a little bit away from the Academy Awards, but did you all do your taxes yet? Did you guys get a refund?
I did.
You did, Katrina?
Katrina,
no, I know
Ross.
That bitch. She'll put it at the end. Toya, did you do your taxes yet?
No, I do mine. I'm always in, you know, when's the deadline? I'm usually a few days before that.
April 15th, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't even done last year.
So have you guys ever used your refund? Like, you said you were going to use it for something, and then you used it for something totally different, and you were scared.
We're going to Europe. Cut that out. We are going to Europe. You better not have spent it on something.
I'm not talking about me, heifer. You relax.
Okay.
I'm talking about this guy from Texas. His name is Jesus Mata. I have to bring up this story because I just thought it was freaking hilarious. This guy, instead of admitting to his wife that he spent their tax refund money, $1,000, on a strip club, he spent $1,000 of the tax refund. He went to a strip joint. He spent it all on the strippers. He concocted a story, okay? He called the police and told the police that six gunmen and two trucks robbed him at gunpoint and assaulted him with weapons, right? So the police hunted. They tracked down the trucks, and there was no suspects, no leads, nothing. And, you know, of course, he had the $1,000 on him, of course, right? So anyway, the detective started questioning him, and he finally confessed, and he started crying, that he made up the story to hide the fact that he blew the whole $1,000 on freaking strippers. So now, needless to say, his wife is probably going to be really pissed off at him. He's out $1,000, and he's arrested for filing a false police report, and he's awaiting jail time.
Oh, my gosh, what an idiot.
That's awesome.
I just have to bring that up because I call that the freaking bonehead of the freaking month. Because why?
Yeah.
Why? First of all, okay, if you blew the $1,000, why not just lie to your wife? Why do you have to call the cops, make up an elaborate story where you know you'll get punished?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Let me tell you why. Because he believed in the lie. It is not a lie if you don't believe it. He went all the way. He became the lie. That's I call it commitment. I think you should commend the man for going all the way. I mean, most people would have given up. He went all the way. That's
and he's
going to
be going all the way with other men as soon as he gets.
Hey, nobody can say where it leads, but you got to commit. That's all I'm saying. I get it.
I'll give him credit for going all the way with it, but
right.
I think he's an idiot.
I agree.
He should have just bought something else for $1,000 and kept the receipt, and then taken it back and shown her the receipt on what he bought, or something.
Y'all are quitters. I just hear a bunch of quitters. He went all the way.
I couldn't lie about, like, I couldn't go that far as to make up an elaborate story that way. Like, I mean, I'm a pretty creative person, don't get me wrong. And I could honestly probably make anyone believe in it. But I could not go that far with that as to actually call the police and file a fake police report saying that I was mugged and robbed at gunpoint and pistol whipped and all that shit. You know, like, my question is, where are the marks? Like, how did he make himself look like he had been, you know, like he had been mugged? Like, that's my question.
Well, sometimes people punch themselves and do it to themselves. Like yesterday, I went snowboarding yesterday, and I was trying to zip my snowboard in the bag, and I accidentally pulled too hard. My hand slipped, and I punched myself in the face and gave myself a fat lip. So I did. And then when I got home and people asked me what happened, I was like, man, I slipped. That slope, man, it was fierce. Should have seen what the mountain looked like when I was done with it.
Oh, God. You know what's funnier is that if y'all don't know, Katrina is the reigning champion currently at Gilly's for mud wrestling, and she's gotten hurt more being at home or outside of her actual wrestling gig than when she actually wrestled.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty funny. Bitch broke her toe on a couch. Like, it wasn't even mud wrestling. Like, that's
true. My dad wanted to see my crazy mud wrestling moves, and I'm like, okay, Dad, I did this Cirque du Soleil face, and I climbed on her back, and I did a handstand on this girl's shoulders. She's, like, on all fours like a downward dog, and I climb on her shoulders and do a handstand. So I'm in my room doing the handstand, and then I go, and then I went down to a body slam. So I showed him the body slam, and my foot went forward, my body went forward, and my toe stayed behind me on a recliner. Well, you know, I broke my damn toe, and it's still not the same.
I'm sorry.
But you're still
sorry,
working those pumps, honey. You're still working those stilettos.
I am. That's true. But I was on no stilettos for like 3 weeks.
And was it just torture for you?
Oh, it was awful. I was shorter. I couldn't see over places like bars. I had to sit down and get a booster chair. It was not good.
Get a booster chair. You're so
mm-hmm.
dumb. I love it.
Oh, I thought it was cute when we were in New York. She had to stand to do her makeup for the photo shoot. She had to stand on this little stool that Jeffrey has for the kids to wash their hands.
Yes, I had to stand on Jeffrey's kitty stool for the babies that need to stand to wash their hands because I couldn't see into the mirror. It was too tall. That happened.
Oh,
yep, that's back.
Oh, goodness. I'm surprised because, like, you're pretty much born in stilettos. Like,
yeah.
Like, even for, like, just your regular clothes, like, you still wear, like, tennis shoes that have, like, wedges. And, like, you're always, like, at least 3 to 4 inches on your, like, low days. If not, you're in at least, what, 5.5, 6?
Yeah, that's true. It's because I did the math, and I was listening to some supermodel say that if you're having a fat day, you just throw on higher heels because... She goes, me, for instance, I'm 110 pounds, and I am 5'9". And I was like, oh, you skinny bitch, gag me. But I kept listening regardless. And she said, but if I throw on heels and I'm 6'6", and I'm 110, then I look even better. And I'm like, I will live by that. I am,
you know,
117 at 5 feet, or I'm 117 at 5'6", and amazing.
You know what? There is definitely, like, you make sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling
for
you.
For once. I make sense for once.
I don't know. I just think that it's horrible because Miss Katrina Johnson is, like, the best giver ever. And she recently bought me a pair of Louboutins that I have. But they're the sky high ones. They're, like, 5.5 inches.
That's the only kind I buy, the daffodils, the kind that look good in bed.
Yes. Well, this bitch bought me a pair, and I love them. I love them. But I can only do so many hours in them because I freaking tore a ligament on my right ankle, and this bitch knows it. And those heels are like damn kryptonite. I want to wear them, but I can't.
I told you, just wear them to bed for now. And then when you finally heal, that's like your reward.
Are you trying to have a baby?
Yeah, that'll give you something to look forward to. Because then when you're all good and back to normal, when your ligaments are in place and stuff, then that's your treat.
Yes, but do you realize that Louboutins look good with anything?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I can't even wear mine. I have to get them stretched out. They're so narrow. They're like hard to get my fat, wide foot in.
Oh, Katrina.
High maintenance problems.
Now, tell me about it. So, are you one that lives in heels?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm 5'10". I just believe it's the way life should be.
I agree.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yep.
So are you up in the 5.5-6 inches?
I don't care what the inch is. If I like it, I'm rocking it. And I don't care who I'm taller than or any of that kind of deal with it. Handle your self-esteem because I'm coming through. Nothing like a good heel. Nothing.
That's awesome. Do you find that men are intimidated by you because you're taller than them if you're in heels?
You know, I find that anyway. I mean, men are just wimps now. What happened to men? You know, like, yeah, baby, I don't care if you're 99 feet. I got you. You know, where is he? But I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even see
men
those
are emo, and they wear skinny jeans now.
See, that's true.
That doesn't
that's
work for me. I need a man, not somebody that I could punch and make cry. I'm not into that. I don't need a dude that's going to steal my eyeliner. Give that shit back.
Listen, I don't need you in my makeup. I don't need you in my hair products.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you trying to use my belt to keep your skinny pants up. Like, all these are stripes that are I can't go come back from that. It's just over.
I agree.
So if your man pulls out a flat iron, it's done, right?
It's done.
If he even has enough hair to warrant a flat iron, it's over. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what? I have a confession to make here. I went on a date with a very beautiful Power Ranger, Jason David Frank, and he told me, he said something. He goes, oh, you've got a flyaway. Do you want to use my straightener?
Oh, hell no.
Deal breaker.
He said that out loud? That meant he thought it was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's beautiful and all, but not okay.
That's pretty
good. Fly away. Like, that's not usually, like, a man vocabulary, like a fly away. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's pretty questionable to me, Katrina.
Well, it was a deal breaker, so I don't really know what's going on there. But Jamesy's going to run into him at the Lexicon show on St. Patrick's Day. So, Jamesy, you can check on him and let me know how it's going.
Okay.
And if he straightens that day.
Okay.
Wow. That ain't good.
Make sure.
Okay, just so you know, I may be a little bit more preoccupied in the fact that I'm probably going to be a little starstruck and ask for his autograph, and I may not ask him if he is straightened his hair that day.
You'll be able to tell, though. If it's spiky, then he straightened it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This dude
was like my idol when I was 6. Seriously.
You want a picture of him in his underwear? I'll give it to you.
Seriously, send it to me. I will
have
totally
him autograph that. I'll pay you to have him autograph it. How about that?
Oh,
send it to me.
Good Lord.
Send it to me. I will do my best.
Can you imagine
you
James asking them for a straight
iron?
He's going to be like, are you sure you're straight? I mean, do you have a straight iron? Like, it's just not going to work. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, Katrina, send it to me. I will do my best.
I'll send it to you as soon as we're done. I will. I promise.
I will do it. I am not lying. I will print that shit off. I will take it with me, and I will be like, dude, sign this.
Oh, my God. I have to know, James, how is the chat room doing right now? Because I know that there are huge JDF fans in there. Like, are they going crazy about this picture now?
No, they're kind of quiet.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm shocked Heather Ray hasn't said anything or Bree. Oh, goodness. Okay, they're dropping the ball big time, but okay.
Oh, God, I hope Bree doesn't hear that. All we need is her to run to JDF and be like, so this is what they're planning on
doing.
Lexington. You might want to stay away from this kid.
Oh, goodness.
He may see you and have stranger wood, just saying, you know.
Well, it happens. So, Jamesy, how long do we have left?
We have a minute.
A minute, okay. So, real quick. Thank you, Toya, for coming on with us. And tell everybody where they can follow you at on your Twitter handle.
At Miss Toya Nash, MSTOYANASH.
Okay. Thanks, James. Thank you, Katrina. And do you guys want to do your Twitter handles, too, while we have a minute?
Sure. Okay. I'm at Katrina A. Johnson.
And okay. I'm at Lynn Shankin.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for tuning in tonight, guys. I don't know what happened to Shauna. I don't know what happened to Norma. Or actually, I do, but we'll get to that next Monday. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.
Bye.
I have absolutely no idea what you just
thank
said.
You,
because, like, I couldn't hear any of that.
Yep, JDO.